more than I was programmed to be.
The Wild Robot in cinemas now.
The world is vast, offering endless possibilities. But Claire's world has only been getting smaller. She doesn't leave the country. She barely leaves the house. Still traumatized by that roadside bomb in Iraq. More than 20 years ago. For many, the battle continues. Combat Stress provides intensive mental health treatment to UK veterans with complex mental health problems, helping them rediscover the world they once knew. Combat Stress, for veterans' mental health. Search Combat Stress to support our work.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this lunchtime. The King and Queen have landed in Australia for their first major overseas tour since His Majesty's cancer diagnosis. Charles and Camilla will travel across the country for the next 6 days before heading to Samoa. But not everyone's pleased to see them. The country's Republican movement has branded the visit the Farewell Oz Tour. John McTernan is a former advisor to a former Australian Prime Minister. He says the relationship with the monarchy there is complicated.
Australians sort of think of themselves as halfway towards a republic already, haven't finalised the deal, but there's still respect for the king here, but it's not all over the papers, all over the media, like it has been in the past.
Niall Horan says he'll cherish every moment he had with former One Direction bandmate Liam Payne. The 31-year-old died after falling from a hotel balcony in Argentina where he'd recently seen Niall in concert. In a post on Instagram, the Irish singer says he's absolutely devastated about the passing of his amazing friend. A baby's died after a boat carrying migrants capsized in the English Channel. Another 65 were rescued from the water and taken back to France. Cabinet Minister Alison McGovern says people smuggling gangs must be stopped.
The Home Secretary has appointed a border commander to report directly to take control of this situation. But at a human level, I just can never get over the absolute devastation that this causes and what an utterly dreadful situation this is.
Israel's Prime Minister is promising to press on with the wars in Gaza and Lebanon after his troops killed Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar yesterday. Iran says the spirit of resistance will be strengthened by his death. The flight returning former First Minister Alex Salmond to Scotland has taken off from North Macedonia. Mr Salmond died on Saturday from a heart attack while speaking at a conference there. And Sir Elton John's made a surprise appearance at Dua Lipa's concert at London's Royal Albert Hall. The 77-year-old retired last year but says he'll still perform every now and again, and that was one of those occasions. A fine and dry day for most of us. Showers in western parts, though, with some getting heavy. Highs of 17 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music. Penny Smith
on Magic Classical.
Thank you. Straight from the frozen north of the world, that is, not the north of England, since it appears to be warming up somewhat today. That's the last part of the Karelia Suite by Sibelius. Now, bringing us right up to date, a tune by a man from Portland, Oregon, where it's currently a rather nippy 6 degrees.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
Thank you.
The Baroque composer from Peru, Domenico Zippoli and Elevazioni. And before that, it was Liam Singer's The Dance of Cupid and Psyche. Domenico Zippoli became a Jesuit so he could work in Paraguay. And they apparently found some of his music in Bolivia in the 70s. I always love that. Love that sort of thing. My mum's piano stool, which had a lift-up lid and a cavity beneath for sheet music, had all sorts of treasures within, but never a long-lost scroll from a Baroque composer. I don't think they ever made it to the wilds of Rutland. Still to come on the show today, we're going to have the final choice from our listener in residence. That's Tony in Bedfordshire. Calls himself a geezer, works in railway signalling engineering, and is not averse to belting out an operatic tune as he drives about listening to Magic Classical. So here you go, Tony. Get your chops around this one. Oh, that Mozart, that Marriage of Figaro, Voce Sapete, Elsa Dreisig singing there with the Basel Chamber Orchestra. Now, how often do you hear us say that there will be music coming up which has a theorbo in it? Hardly ever. But there is music by Fauré, played by a cellist and a thorboist, if that is indeed what they're called. That'll be leading us into Tony, our listener in residence.
This is Magic Classical, with your favourite classical music every day.
Magic Classical, playing the magic of classical music. Penny Smith on Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
Stroke can leave survivors unable to move, speak, see, and swallow. Learn more about stroke support at magic.co.uk.
This Sunday, it's all eyes on Anfield as Liverpool clash with Chelsea.
Can you believe it?
And you can stream it live on Sky Sports, available with no contract on Now.
Absolutely brilliant.
Stream Liverpool versus Chelsea live this Sunday from 4:30 p.m. Head to nowtv.com.
18 plus Sky Sports content streamed via internet. Full terms apply.
And on the provider awarded best broadband experience. That's smooth broadband. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Virgin Media. See what you can do. And now it's even easier to switch. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Fibre areas. User speed depends on package choice. GWS Network Award comparing major UK providers' average performance. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
Ah, autumn. The most beautiful time of the year. Burnt orange, rustic red, the pavement a blanket of colour. And with the Mazda New Car Event running exclusively from the 10th to the 20th of October, enjoy an additional deposit contribution of up to £1,000 on selected new models. Search Mazda. Available on PCP and HP when financed through Mazda Financial Services by 31st of December 24. Indemnities may be required. Terms apply. See website for details.
So, Mr. and Mrs. Jones, I've called you in today because Charlie has been using some rather colourful language, and the dinner ladies don't really appreciate it. The word he used was...
Some conversations aren't worth the trouble. People used to think talking about your finances was one of them. But with a My Money review at Skipton Building Society, you can get advice that helps you make more sense of your money. And it's completely free. That's one less conversation you'll regret later.
I want 50 lines of I will not teach my children bad language.
Online, over the phone or in branch. Search Skipton Building Society to find out more.
If you're a contractor or agency worker, you might use an umbrella company. Keep in mind that some umbrella companies break the tax rules. This could mean you're involved in tax avoidance and might end up with an unexpected tax bill. Don't get caught out. Learn to spot the signs, such as an umbrella company promising you higher take-home pay. And if you need help leaving a tax avoidance scheme, contact HMRC. Search Don't Get Caught Out on gov.uk.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
Thank you. the magic of classical music.
Magic Classical.
I love a theorbo, a giant lute with an extended neck housing a second peg box. Why does that just sound so ridiculous? That was a theorbo and a cello and Fauré's Les Berceaux. And look at the time. The time has come for us to have the final track from this week's Magic Classical Listener in Residence. That's Tony, who's a railway signalling engineer in Bedfordshire. He's been doing the honours this week, picked tunes from Max Richter, Bellini, Samuel Barber and Bach. The question is, how is he going to wrap things up?
Hi, Penny. Thanks again for making me this week's Listener in Residence. I really do hope you've enjoyed my pieces over the week. For the final choice, I've gone for a piece from a film that, as a former paratrooper, is pretty much compulsory viewing in a regiment. Otherwise, you'll get filled in or, worse, kicked out. Also, I'm a very keen sportsman. I enjoy most sports, especially football and boxing, but if I ever was a boxer, this would have been my ringwalk music. But with busted up goalkeeper hands, I'd probably get heroically defeated, just like the legends who fought at Arnhem, and the headline would probably write itself. So to end the week, I've gone for the theme from A Bridge Too Far. you'd like to be next week's listener in residence, and I would absolutely recommend it, just head to magicclassical.co.uk, fill in the form, and they'll be in touch.
The Band of the Royal Military School and the theme from A Bridge Too Far, music by John Addison. And I was just thinking, now Tony tells us all about his life away from engineering. Now we know he's a former paratrooper and a goalkeeper with knackered hands, and he's a wannabe boxer. Thank you very much to Tony, our railway signalling engineer from Bedfordshire, for a splendid week. It has been a while since we've had a hoedown. I'm going to sort that out. And I've got news about next week's guests. One of them, no stranger to the world of dance.
So come on, which is your favorite? Do you rave about Rachmaninoff? Are you mad on Mozart? I'm Darren Redick, and whatever classical music lights your fire, my new Sunday Night Request show is just what you need. So tell me all about the music you love, and I could be playing it this weekend. Email classicalrequests at magic.co.uk, text classical to 61054, or send a voice note to 07593-139-729. Requests on Magic Classical, Sunday nights at 9, or listen anytime on the Rayo app.
Penny Smith on Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
They're here to support every survivor and their family for as long as it takes. Learn more at magic.co.uk.
Planning an unforgettable dinner party this weekend? See your spending work harder with Chase. Because with Roundups, you can see how your day-to-day spending can add up to more. And you have 24/7 customer support too, with a few taps in the Chase app. See what your money can do. Search Chase Bank. 18 plus UK residents. Chase current account required to open Roundup account.
With new built-in protections. Content and comments are automatically filtered to help make sure what teenagers see is more age appropriate. And teenagers under 16 require parental approval to change these protections. Instagram teen accounts. New built-in protections for parents' peace of mind. Learn more at instagram.com/teenaccounts.
Do you ever dream of being covered in Coleman's English mustard? I must admit, I do, often. That yellow hue, that fiery kick. So bold, so lickable. Such hot stuff. Oh, I just want to be smothered in it. Then again, I am a sausage. Coleman's English Mustard. Hot and English since 1814. Try it today. On me.
You know that guy I've been seeing?
Yeah.
Turns out my sister's been seeing him too.
Oh, really?
And I heard he's been seeing Kelly at number 56. And Dave.
Your brother?
Yep.
Specsavers opticians and audiologists own their stores, so your care is their business, which can make them rather popular.
I've got something to tell you. I've got half an hour with him this afternoon.
Specsavers. Your care is our business.
The Volkswagen Drive Electric sale is here, featuring the ID3, ID4 and ID5. That's the sound of drivers powering up and enjoying our supercharged offers, all with an extra £1,000 off, plus a free Omi home charger with standard installation. Experience the electrified world of Volkswagen. Sale must end 18th of November for delivery by end of year. UK 18 plus retail customers only. T's and C's apply. £1,000 including VAT saving to on the road stock vehicles price. Subject to eligibility.
Okay, which is clearer? One or two?
Two.
Three or four?
Four.
Diabetes or high blood pressure?
Huh?
Every eye tells a story, including giving us a clearer picture of your overall health. At Boots Opticians, our eye tests and advanced OCT eye scans can help spot over 10 health conditions, helping to open your eyes to a healthier future. Book an eye test today. Boots Opticians. See what's possible.
The Man-
magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
That's the hoedown from Aaron Copland's ballet Rodeo. Talking of dance, it's a big night of dance on the television this weekend. Strictly Come Dancing, who's going to be the one who captures the points? Who will you be voting for? Well, one of those doing the judging will be on this show on Tuesday. That's Shirley Ballas talking about Strictly and also about her latest, well, I think they call them cozy crime, don't they, these days? Cozy crime novel set in the world of ballroom dancing. It's all going down at the Royal Albert Hall. And on Thursday, I will be chatting to the writer of the indie fiction book of the month, C.J. Cook, who's written a novel set in the freezing cold of Iceland. There's a shipwreck. The weather is blasting through. And there's a group of modern-day would-be Indiana Jones types who are after likes on the social media. A Haunting in the Arctic is the name of the book, and that is on Thursday.
Oh,
Hey, it's Darren Reddick, getting ready for this weekend's Magic Classical Request Show. If there's something that you'd like to hear, hit me up. Text the word classical to 61054. Email me, classicalrequests@magic.co.uk. I noticed that on the 21st, it's National Apple Day, so grab yourself a crunchy one and pull the radio close, and I'll talk to you on Sunday at 7 p.m.
the Orchestra of the Royal Opera House, and the prelude to Act 1 of Verdi's La Traviata. And there we have it. The music continues, but I do not. I'm hanging up my headphones and meandering over there. But I will be turning up like the proverbial bad penny on Monday morning. Have a good day and a fab weekend.
Penny Smith on Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
240 people wake up to the life-changing impact of a stroke every day. Hear inspiring stories in the Conversation Library at magic.co.uk.
This is the sound of a happy vintage cash cow customer.
It's so easy. It's really so easy. You just pop the stuff in a box and send it away. I'm already on box 3. Well, I'm going to save the money. I'm popping it all in a little pot and saving up for a holiday. It's a brilliant way of spring cleaning.
Everyone's discovering the easy way to sell your unloved valuables in one go with Vintage Cash Cow. Turn your old gold, watches, jewellery, cameras, silver and much more into cash. Start today at vintagecashcow.co.uk.
Whether you're a designer staging your first runway show, a group of cabin crew who need to be on the runway early doors, or you're off to a conference that could turn your business into a runaway success. No matter your schedule, our flex rates let you change your stay until 1 p.m. on the day of arrival. Do your thing with great value business trips at a great price. Book now at premierinn.com. Premier Inn. Rest easy. T's and C's apply. Visit our site for more details.
Give Virgin Media lightning fast M125 broadband on the provider awarded best broadband experience. That's smooth broadband. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Virgin Media. See what you can do. And now it's even easier to switch. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Fiber areas. User speed depends on package choice. GWS Network Award comparing major UK providers' average performance. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
Poor Sandra. She's bedbound, burning up, wishing she'd gone to Boots. Her throat's sore, head's pounding. And on top of all that, now she's feeling the FOMO. Because judging from the group chat, she's just missed the best movie night ever. So don't do a Sandra. Get your flu jab, administered with care by a Boots healthcare professional, and make the most of winter. Book yours in-store or at boots.com/flu. Boots. With you. For life. Eligibility criteria apply. Charges may apply. Subject to availability.
Gusto presents the recipe box with the greatest choice. Fresh quality ingredients delivered to your door. Featuring tasty 10-minute meals, global cuisines, and family classics. Steal the show with over 250 recipes every month. From $2.99 a meal, Gusto. Sign up now at gusto.co.uk for 60% off your first box. Price per portion of a standard 5-recipe subscription box for 4 people excludes $3.99 delivery. Verify at gusto.co.uk/choice.
We apologise to any Asda customers alarmed by the screaming. It's just our customers reacting to our scarily good prices. Like our fresh pumpkins from 49p, Halloween party food from just 79p, and hundreds of trick-or-treats from just £1. Find all you need for Halloween at our horror emporium at scarily good prices.
Asda. That's more like it. Selected stores subject to availability may exclude Asda Express and small stores. Asda.com/small stores.
Right now at TradePoint, get 3 for 2 on interior paint and 4 for 3 on laminate and luxury vinyl click flooring. Plus, if you've loyalty discount, you'll get this on top. So for big savings, find us at B&Q or shop online via the TradePoint website or app. Hence forth of November, exclusions apply. See tradepoint.co.uk.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. A pregnant woman and her unborn baby have died following a crash with an unmarked police car in southeast London. The Metropolitan Force says the vehicle collided with a car in Eltham yesterday evening. An investigation is underway. King Charles and Queen Camilla have landed in Sydney at the start of their six-day tour of Australia. Not everyone is pleased to see them, though. The country's Republican movement has branded the visit the Farewell Oz Tour, and some state premiers have declined to attend a reception for the royal couple in Canberra. But Chris Minns, who's the regional head of New South Wales, says it's important to welcome His Majesty regardless.
I'm a Republican, but he's a visitor to our shores, and I think we want to roll out the red carpet for him, make sure that he feels welcomed, and make sure that he gets to see and speak to as many Australians as possible.
Western leaders say they're hopeful the death of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar might pave the way for a peace deal. He was one of the chief architects of the October the 7th attacks and has been killed by Israeli forces. But Sir Mark Lyle Grant, who's a former UK ambassador to the UN, says Benjamin Netanyahu might not want a ceasefire.
He won't be that interested in ending this conflict soon. He feels that the upper hand is certainly with the Israeli military now, both in Lebanon and in Gaza.
The flight returning former First Minister Alex Salmond to Scotland has taken off from North Macedonia. Mr. Salmond died on Saturday from a heart attack while speaking at a conference there. Niall Horan says he'll cherish every moment he had with former One Direction bandmate Liam Payne. The 31-year-old died in Argentina on Wednesday night, where he'd recently seen Niall in concert. In a post on Instagram, the Irish singer says he's absolutely devastated about the passing of his amazing friend. And retail sales grew last month thanks to a boost in people buying tech products. Figures from the Office for National Statistics show they were up 0.3% in September, despite economists previously predicting a fall. Mostly fine and dry, but rain spreading in from the west by tonight. Highs of 17 Celsius. That's the latest. I'm Kat Wright.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.